extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Well, so you, and that's what you quickly discovered, that you had only a New York minute to establish both interest and credibility. And a New York minute isn't actually 60 full seconds, is it?
No, it's not. It's way faster.
So what's that first lesson then, if you will, in terms of sales that's going to help you get their attention and get that credibility and interest?
Yeah, sure. So right at the very beginning of the book, I say, hello, I'm Jen. Let me tell you all about me. And then in big, bold, red letters, I write, not
like, right.
You don't care about me. Okay. You've just opened this book to one of the first few pages and you care about, and even for this podcast, right? You care as the listener, what value am I going to get? How am I going to change my sales or impact my sales? How am I going to make more money this year? How's this girl going to help me? You don't care who I am. And so what the lesson is when you meet someone else, don't go all into who you are first, because they don't yet care.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, you have to tell them how they're going to win, how you're going to help them. Find out all about them. And then when you've given enough value, when you've given enough information that's going to make them want to know about you, and you'll know in the relationship, that's when you can start going into who you are.
Right. Right. So one point I really loved when you talked about a New York minute being fast, clear, to the point, when you can do that regarding communicating value and differentiation, now you've got a real step up. And I made a note while I was reading, because it just kind of reminded me about making things fast and seamless for your customer. How important is that to today's salesperson? And I'm talking New York or anywhere else.
It's everything. No matter where you are, everyone who's buying wants that amazing experience. They want the seamless experience. It's like, you know, when you're using a piece of software, you sort of just want it to work in the background without realizing that you're dealing with a piece of software. And a lot of times the same holds true, where you want to work with a salesperson who's going to help you and make it so easy, so seamless for you.
Yeah, be easy to work with. Joe Calloway talks about that when he said, you know, be the best at what matters most. Just, you know, be easy to work with and make it seamless. It's just so important. And it's always so amazing when you have to actually jump through hoops nowadays and go through a process. You think, do they know that they're like, you know, turning us off here?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, I just bought a Tesla, which you can, you know, you can do online, right? You can literally, like, with the click of a button, you can now buy it online. And I went to the dealership because I had questions and I wanted to talk to someone and I wanted to test drive it. And I literally wanted to work with a salesperson because I wanted the experience. And I had the worst sales experience under the sun. Okay. And the cool thing about this, and I wouldn't have told the story if it didn't turn out well, is that I am now in touch with the head of the Eastern region delivery for Tesla, and he is fixing the entire situation and making everything amazing. And working with him, I mean, he found out at 5 o'clock on a Friday that I wasn't happy with how everything went down. And he, by 6:30 at night, he called me on a Friday. Like, that is service. And so if something goes wrong, it's okay. Stuff happens, right? But how you recover from what happens and how you make it seamless going forward is what matters. And so hopefully you can make it seamless to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah. And as you allude to, there's nothing more powerful than taking an unhappy customer and turning them into a a raving fan. They'll be there. They'll be the most loyal fans of all. But like you said, you hope it doesn't get to that point.
Oh, for sure. I already told him I'm his biggest fan. Place. Everyone needs a Tesla. Like, you know, it's amazing. Yeah. And so, yeah, exactly.
So take us through the New York Minute, what you call personal checkup, which begins with assessing your character. And all this is so important to being a well-rounded and really professional salesperson.
Yeah. So you need to figure out, like, how's your character and how are your characteristics and how are you displaying them to others? So you may think they're one way, but how does the customer perceive them or the prospect perceive them? And then there's other things you need to ask yourself, like, how's your attitude? Because your attitude is going to impact every single sale you make or don't make, every relationship you make or don't make. Basically, your attitude is your foundation for your life, and it's going to determine how great it is or not. And the cool thing about that is you get to choose your attitude, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could have had a bad attitude up until this morning, and now you can say, screw that, I'm going to have the best attitude for the rest of the day. And then it's in all about creating that consistent positive attitude. And so some of the other things I talk about is looking into your belief system, how strong of a believer about whatever it is you're selling, how strong are your beliefs? How's your persistence? Do you give up after the first time they say no? Or, you know, if you call them and they don't answer, like, how quickly do you give up? Or do you stay involved and stay committed to the process? How's your creativity? And I think this is something that a lot of salespeople don't even think about, you know, because you're just sort of in that hamster wheel of life and you keep grinding and you keep going and you keep doing and all these routines. But are you being creative in your sales process, in your relationship process? How's your commitment? How are your goals, your work ethic? So those are just some of the things that I ask you to really think about and consider as you're going through my book.
Yeah, thinking about it's so important. We've got to stay conscious of it, right? It's so easy, especially in sales, where, you know, by the very nature of the thing, we face so much rejection. It's easy to, when we stop thinking about it, to just kind of go with that flow, and it can be a negative flow.
Yeah, well, hopefully not.
Right. No, if we don't think about it and we're going through, you know, the yucky parts.
Exactly.
So, which is why we need to stay conscious of it. And, you know, so throughout the book, you use the word, and it's a hyphenated word, implementor,
yes,
which I like. It's a combination of implement or taking action on what you learn and mentor. Very clever, by the way.
Thank you.
Also very important. So you continually provided these throughout the book, these implementors, to help us work through these tips and exercises. But I wanted to kind of bring up the point about sales mentorship. How important do you see it for a sales professional to have a mentor, or for a sales manager to be a mentor? Important or not these days?
It is so important. Everyone in life should have a mentor. You need a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, then you need to get a mentor. And I give tips for how to get a mentor in the book, because, you know, a lot of people who have never had a mentor before think, oh, well, let me just call up this person who's famous, who's successful, who's like the person I want to become, and ask them to be my mentor. But here's the thing. That person does not know you. They have no reason to want to be your mentor, and they're probably not going to be the best mentor for you because they're busy and they have no relationship with you. And so if you get creative about first creating a relationship and getting them bought into your goals so that they want to help you, that's a whole different story. And so I talk about how you can do that and some of the strategies and ways to do it. I find often that at companies, people don't have mentors. Your boss is your boss. And although they should be your mentor, and it is so important, for the most successful sales managers I see are mentoring their salespeople. But many times, they don't even know how. You know, they were a great salesperson and they got promoted to be a manager. And now they're expected to have all these management skills. But guess what? If you're a salesperson, that's a very different skill.
It's a difference, sure.
Than being a manager. And so now, like, throw into the fold and you have to be a mentor. Whoa, that's a lot of different things here. And so, you know, sales managers don't always even know how to be a mentor. And so I think having one and being one, if you're in that position, is so critical. It's so, so, so critical.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.